This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said this on the other side, and I want to get some thoughts, and I see some people texting in their thoughts. And I said this, are you at the point now where you've reached a level of concern with the Rockets? All right, are you at a point where you've reached, they lose last night 127-114, and if you haven't heard the head coach, Ime Udoka, Tyler will play that for you here in just a second. But they've dropped five straight, two of those to the Nets. They've been swept by the Brooklyn Nets, who I wonder at times, are they trying? And they lose last night. Dylan Brooks gets into it with Anthony Edwards, and Anthony Edwards calls him a dirty player and calls him out. And then after the game, here is Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Rockets, giving you the state of the team in his eyes.
The identity we kind of formed was being a tougher team, aggressive team, and now we look like one of the softest teams in the league. And so...
Now he went the S word. He went and called himself. But Clint, this has been a struggle here for a bit, and now they've lost five in a row. But it's even been going into that before some of these games they've lost here in this five game stretch. Have you reached? And I see some people texting in, but have you reached a level of concern, like concern for this team, that you feel differently about them that you did maybe a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely different. I mean, there's the level of concern is there's a level of concern of the who are the Rockets, right? I mean, because they were really good, and like Ime Udoka said, they had really developed this toughness, this hard ass persona, if you will, and it was working for them. And now, you know, your coach is back to calling you soft. You lost five in a row, and so I just wonder, you know, who are the Rockets?
Are they
a team that we watched for the first, you know, up until, you know, these last five games, the skid, or are they the team now and that we've watched the last 5 weeks, and there's, you know, the defense is just tightening up, and the injuries are a bigger, you know, a bigger problem than we thought. Who are the Rockets at this point in time? I'm not concerned that they're all of a sudden there's major issues. I'm just wondering, like, who are the Rockets specifically?
See, when you say that makes me concerned.
Okay.
Because that's the one question I didn't think you would have to ask about the Rockets.
What, the identity?
Who are they?
Yeah, are they? Yeah.
That's the, like, I know they struggle to shoot. I know it's hot and cold. I know it can go up and down. I know there's some things with, all right, man, at the end of the game, like, what's the best set? What's the best two-man game? Who should we put the ball in the hands? All that. But the one thing I didn't think we ever had to question about Udoka's Rockets is, what's the identity? Like, the way you're sounding right now is starting to sound like the Texans offense from last year. Thought we had something, but now it's like, where are they?
Right.
And they got to get back to that, right? Like, that was the that was the thing that I think for me that was like, hey, how about this? The foundation is there set, and now it's can these young cats grow? But now we're looking at Udoka's coming out, and it's calculated. Don't think that he's not thinking about when and where he wants to say that. It's calculated. Now he said what the identity of what we are, and then came out and said, but nah, we're soft right now. We're one of the softest teams in the league. That's the part. I am growing concerned, Clint, because the teams around them are starting to do things to get better and have made themselves better. Yeah, Denver's coming and all
but
that.
But I guess we're in a different spot because I'm excited about the Rockets.
And I'm still excited, too.
I don't know that I ever looked at the Rockets as a 2 or 3 seed in the West and said that's legit.
We
never had the conversation specifically, so it's convenient right now to say it. But, no, I never thought, like, the Rockets were a team that were going to be seeded higher than the Nuggets. You know, or play better than the Nuggets and be better than the Nuggets long term. Like I don't know. I just didn't see that. And so it doesn't like those caliber teams jumping them really doesn't bother me much. The truth is this is a young team, and with that team, you're going to have inconsistencies in a big way.
Let's go, Rugger.
This is obviously a rough stretch.
Yeah, someone texted, I can't still understand why everyone is down on the Rockets. One of your best players, your point guard, is out. Your center was out. He's played the last couple of games. Your starting power forward has been out in Smith, and they've been really competitive lately, including against Ant-Man and one of the best teams in the league. Well, the Timberwolves are like a 6 or 7, so they haven't played as one of the best teams in the league. And I'm not down on them. I'm not saying it shifted to, like, I think they're with OKC and Boston and you know, the Celtics, the Nuggets. I didn't say that they shifted to championship contender. But what I did feel like is this team's going to make the playoffs, and now the what they've done, you go and sweep Memphis in a week. You go and win on the road against Boston, and you didn't have Şengün in the game. You know, who else did they sweat? Oh, you go and beat OKC and sweep them in a game. Like, that to me changed a little bit of the expectation and a feel for them, right? And now to go back and then you go and you get Şengün back and you lose to the Nets twice. And you blow a game the way that you did. And we were starting to see, like, the question of what's coming down at the end of games. And then you go out and lose this game. I'm not down on them. The expectation to me shifted a bit, and it damn sure didn't shift to us to a place where Clint Turner's asking, "Who are these guys?"
Yeah.
Like in that short of a time period.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that's it's a young team.
I probably should come back a little bit more to your, hey, they're still building. This is still a build year. They didn't go out and make a huge move.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.